But don't want to take a lot of time. In fact, I was not even going to take any time. But, oh, I guess because of a couple of references, I just couldn't let it go. We often receive correspondence from our listeners, sometimes phone messages, a lot of times through emails and Facebook postings as well. We appreciate all that you do, by the way. I'm always reachable, charlie@wsjw.com. That's Charlie with an I-E. Pat@wsjw.com and dave@wsjw.com. We do receive some comments of kindness, and we appreciate that. We receive criticisms. That's okay, too. We appreciate that as well. Criticism, certainly, in this case, and touched an apparent nerve with a couple of listeners. Well, at least they were listeners. I don't know if they still are. They say they're not, but I'm guessing they still are. You know how that goes. Concerning our poll from a couple weeks ago about declawing cats. And we had both a posting on Facebook, and I received an email, and in fact, a couple of emails regarding the poll and what we had discussed surrounding the poll. First of all, what touched me off, and one reason I thought it would be kind of interesting to say something, is because both the Facebook and the email I received mentioned Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
And I thought, you know, to be mentioned in the same breath as Howard Stern.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we have achieved new heights. In now, I'll leave it to you.
Why?
I'll leave it to your own opinion, a loyal family of listeners, whether or not you think it's good that we have been mentioned in the same breath as Howard Stern, concerning some of the things that Howard has done. Although, having said that, in recent years, his show has changed.
Yes.
From what it used to be.
Right.
Though he still has his Howard Stern moments.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, but that's Howard Stern.
Yes.
Anyway, what's kind of amusing is from like the Facebook post, right off the bat, the person who posted said, "Tell your two ignorant morning show hosts that since they made a joke about how cats suffer after being declawed, to go chop off their fingers at the first knuckle. See how they adapt. See how they like being butchered. Wow, how shocking these two uncaring people were. No big deal. Well, listeners are waiting for them to go chop off their fingers."
Is that us?
I believe that's us.
That's you and I.
I think that's you and I.
Oh, all right.
So, wow, first of all, within your first line, you're talking about ignorance. Tells me that you think we're ignorant because we disagree with what you think. Yeah. And if you're going to use that kind of language right off the bat, you've lost all the battle of any type of discussion, debate, or dialogue, because you've already resorted to, decided to take that tone of, because again, we're here to discuss. We want your opinions. And if you disagree with it, that's fine. Kind of like politics. You know, when politics disagreements, the first thing they do is start to name call and throw out accusations and things. You're lost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And with all due respect, I don't believe that she actually listened to what we said, because I don't think we made jokes about how cats suffer. I will admit to making a comparison about the procedure compared to the spaying and neutering,
right,
which another person made comment on, but I don't think there was a joke about that. And I did respond, suggesting that this person had a difference of opinion. We understand that. Appreciate that. And by the way, both Pat and I are cat owners and dog owners.
Yes, we are.
For that matter.
Yep.
I got another response from the same person who said that, "I know for a fact that over 1,000 Facebook users were appalled by your jokes."
1,000?
On Facebook.
Hey.
Okay, if you're invoking social media in your argument, again, it's not hard to get 1,000 people on Facebook to agree with your opinion.
True.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you
that.
For listening, everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes, you did. 1,000. All right.
And then her final line was, "I sent your morning show to Howard Stern, as he and his wife are big cat lovers, and his reply was, he does not listen to trash." So again, I am honored to know that Howard Stern actually listened to WSJW and the Morning Team show.
Or he didn't.
Yeah, or is that the pot calling the kettle black?
Well, I was going to respond, but I did not, with what you just said. Think to myself that if Howard Stern does not listen to trash, then he is not listening to his own radio show. With all due respect, Howard, I've heard your show. And again, even if you've cleaned up your act somewhat in the past number of years, you still are a lot of trash. That's why you're on satellite radio and not terrestrial radio anymore. But again, in comparison to Howard Stern, how nice.
Yeah.
The email was asking for some information, and this person said she was shocked at the ignorance from these hosts. Ignorance. I'm detecting a pattern here.
Yeah.
I went back and checked, and it seems that we do have two different people responding, by the way, but apparently ignorance is our claim to fame. say that if these hosts would be educating their listeners about the facts about declawing and about the easy, humane options, then most likely their listeners will not have their cats barbarically mutilated and harmed. See, now you listeners are part of this because you apparently are not educated enough to be able to find out the facts, as we always suggest. What do we say? For as many times that we talk about, listeners, you seek out other information that we talk about that you need to bring forth, that you find online, that you talk to your own professionals and amongst your friends. Gather the facts in any number of different ways. Just don't listen to us and say that we're the be-all and the end-all. She talks about a poll apparently that happened on the west side of the state that was directly opposite of our poll. Remember, our poll was asking if there should be a law against declawing cats, and it was overwhelmingly no, there shouldn't be. The poll on the west side of the state, though, was animal declawing. Should it be banned? Well, that's a little different.
That's different than cat declawing.
You know, animal declawing, should it be banned? Well, animal declawing, well, what are you talking, dogs, cats, whatever?
Right.
And I don't know how the question was posed, because we always have a little information before our question. I don't know from this poll, was this just the poll question asked, or was there information disseminated before the poll was even asked?
Well, it was taken out of context. First of all, we were talking about that horrible case where someone had used a grinder and ground down a cat's claws right into the bone, and right. We were appalled and thought that was not right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you presented the poll at that point in time, and then afterward we outlined the poll. We started talking about animal behavior, and that's where there was a little levity that came in. But there was a transition there, and this person just seemed to miss the point. Obviously, this person absolutely opposes declawing at all.
Which is fine. We appreciate
that
opinion.
Fine. Yeah,
that's exactly
that opinion,
right.
But don't,
Because when it talks about presenting facts and information, there are other pieces of facts and information I can find online, which, in fact, I want to say that one of the veterinary associations, while they're not for it, they don't oppose it.
Mm-hmm.
And from the New York Times article we talked about, they even say that the state's veterinary medical society opposes legislation because they say that the procedure can often save cats with destructive scratching behavior from being euthanized, and the society says that declawing is a decision best left to cat owners and veterinarians and not lawmakers,
right.
Which is my guess is why our poll turned out that way.
Because mm-hmm.
most people said, I might not be for it, but I don't want a law telling me that I can't do it.
Right.
I'm not going to declaw my cat, but I don't want lawmakers getting into this decision.
Right.
I want it to be me and my veterinarian. That's my guess when the woman asked, why do you think our poll turned out that way?
My cat was already declawed when I adopted him. And if he hadn't been, we would not have adopted him. So we're happy that he was declawed. And I interviewed him the other day and asked him, like, what are his feelings about being declawed? And he was sprawled out in front of our fireplace, then moved over upstairs to our Tempur-Pedic bed. Seems like life is okay. He seems all right. He really does.
Now, how do horses feel about having hoofs applied to their feet? So going to have an exception. Do we know how the horse feels about that?
And that was kind of the joking we got into, especially about the spaying and neutering.
Right.
Did anyone ask the cat?
Right.
And then, of course, the response
right.
was, well, there are health concerns.
Right.
Well, and I know there are, but guess what? When I go to a site, in fact, this woman's site that talks about the benefits of neutering a cat, the first benefit is fewer unwanted litters and fewer parental worries for you. That's the first thing. Then it goes into the health aspects about diseases and things like that.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. As I said, appreciate the input. And again,
difference of opinion.
Very much so.
It's okay.
And but just want to let listeners know that this is what we receive sometimes, and we appreciate that. We want to hear what you have to say.
Just like there are some dog owners who think that it is absolutely horrible to keep your dog outside at all times in a doghouse or something like that, while some dog owners say, no, you keep them in. Same with cat owners, too. Our former vet, used to tell us that those who allow their cats outside don't love their cats.
So,
it's a difference of opinion.
In fact, another email I received was saying that this person was very happy to hear how our poll turned out because they were very much against that law, and they say their veterinarian was against the law, too. So, there you go.
Yeah.
But as I say, you know, when I saw the references to Howard Stern, though, that really, it's like, boy, yeah, well, we reached new heights or new depths. We are now being compared or being talked about in the same breath as Howard Stern. It is 651 on WSJW, defending our honor. And again, loyal family radio listeners, because of references to educating and finding out information and more online about how our vote turned out, we think defending your honor as well. And we will stand up for you. We've got your back.